Hey there, thoughtful listener. Are you looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients? Well, I've had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video you can watch with no opt-in required, where I'll share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for over 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for great guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. I'd love to have you. With us right now, Paul Tambundi. Paul, you are the founder CEO of Premier Destiny Inc. You are a business leader, transformational coach. Really excited to talk about what your superpowers are. Your website is premierdestiny.com. Paul, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Josh. I'm delighted to be here. It's a pleasure.
Yes. And hey, before we get going on talking about, identity shift, which I'm really into that topic lately, in terms of like your personal life, I don't know, with your wife or, what have you been doing for fun lately?
Well, I'm a family man, so I spend time with my family, my wife and adult kids. We just spend time, we run our business.
That's what What are you doing right now? That's like super, what have you been into lately?
Reading. I like reading. I like to always grow my mind. Reading books. I read a bunch of books.
You got
to
give me specific books here. I need granular, man. These are all, everyone does that stuff.
Awesome. The one book I've been reading is You Can Get What You Want.
What's that?
Yeah. Who's by, that? Elsie Bennett. I think, Elsie Bennett, what's her last name? I forget. But it's Elsie Bennett, yeah. So that's one book I've been reading. And I've also been geeking out on Russell Brunson's books, because I love him a lot. And I just love reading and then talking about setting up a vacation that my wife and I are looking forward to taking. We love going out on cruises, so work on the cruise.
Oh, when's the last cruise? Okay, so who do you cruise with?
Various. I mean, we've been on Celebrity. We've been on the Royal Caribbean. It's the first one we took.
Yeah, I like Royal Caribbean a lot. Where have you gone that you think was?
We went to the Bahamas. It was Bahamas.
I'm here in Orlando, Florida. So it's when you're here local, you could pretty much just like, hey, what do you want to do this weekend? Hey, let's go on a quick cruise. We decided to go on a cruise at about 7 days' notice and just like grab the kids, just drove over to Cocoa. Occasionally you can find those super cheap last minute cruises, and that's exactly what we did.
And then I think last fall my wife and I took a cruise to Alaska, which was a good one.
That's next on the list.
It was awesome. It was an experience out of this world, I gotta tell you.
Beautiful up there. Yeah. All right, Paul. So let's talk about what you do with premierdestiny.com.
Yes, thank you again, Josh. It's a pleasure to be on your program here. I wish my wife were here, but she's tied up, so we'll chat for a little bit here. What we do at Premier Destiny is that we help folks essentially expand their mind. We help people transform their lives is what we do. Jill and I believe that there's greatness in every individual. Everyone has it, and that they just may not have realized that they have it, because that's the same thing happened to us. We're in the home care business. It's our day job. And we, a little over 23 years ago, my wife and I decided to buy a home care franchise to be able to serve seniors in our community. And we've been doing that for the past 23 years. And so in the course of doing our business, we grew our business. It's going pretty well. The first few years were a challenge, just like any other business. We had no money, right? Mm-hmm. And we worked at a basement of our home is what we did. And I was initially the receptionist, the bookkeeper, the HR manager, the collections person, you name it.
That's a lot of roles. That's a lot of roles, and that's a lot of identities.
Yes. So we did that from the get-go, and then my wife had a job at that time. We both had jobs, and I lost my job shortly after we started our business. So she stayed on working, but we decided that for me not to go to work, I mean, to instead work on our business. So we did over the years and grew our business to six figures, thankfully, and even to lower seven figures at one point. And then I began to really feel like I needed to be able to do more. I feel like there was something more in me that needed to come out. I did not know what it was, but I just felt I was grateful for what we had done. We were doing pretty well, like I said. And but I just felt like there was something missing, Josh. I mean, I'm sure we've all been there, right? I mean, you feel like, yeah, this you're doing great, you're doing good, but is there more that you can do? And so being a person of faith, I began to pray about it and meditate and all of that. And God led me to a gentleman who essentially he became my coach eventually, and then just opened my eyes to the possibilities that I had in me that I did not know I had.
Okay, great,
And
great, great.
so
So,
that's
Paul, I want to make sure that in your work today, let's talk about like if you were giving some specific tips to our friend that's listening right now, what are like the two or three pillars that you'd recommend to help one maybe evaluate their own identity? Because again, as I'm going through your site, I see that that's a big part of when you're working with someone, again, it's not just about being a motivational coach, but I think that there's some core issues that we all wrestle with, likely most of it being subconscious. So I guess the first area is helping us, get identity, help us understand, the depths of, the work that we may do. I know I've really challenged myself on this. And sometimes when I get way too worked up into my business identity, I kind of have to take a step back and I laugh at myself and I say, oh, Mr. Big Boy Business Pants over here. It's like, because we are not our job. We are not,
Are
a
not
specific task within our job.
right. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right. What we do, what I typically do when I talk to with other business owners or professionals that are looking to do more and do better, is that I want to find out what they want. What makes them tick? What do they want? What makes them happy?
Well, how
You
can
want to spend
someone,
some
yeah,
time.
and what would be a question that someone listening right now could ask themselves to get that answer?
Well, again, spend some quiet time is what I encourage, but spend some quiet time and find out what do you want. Talk to yourself because the answers are well within you. We all have that answer within us, but do we take the time to ask those questions and listen to the answer? I think that's the big thing. Spend some time, do some introspection, right? Ask you, what do I want? What makes me happy? What does a perfect day for me look like? When am I happiest? All right, when am I happiest? What are those things? Is it traveling? Is it spending time with family? Is it seeing my kids flourish? Is it making a difference in life? Now, it could be a combination of all of that, but we need to identify what makes us happy, right? And then when you figure out what makes you happy, then find out how can that become, how can you use that? For example, for me, I'll give you an example for me. I love to study. I love to group, develop my mind. I love to get out to learn. I love to grow. I love to be impact lives in a positive way. That's what I love to. How can I then use that to make a difference in my world? How can I use that to serve? And that's where I go into coaching and all that. So the important thing is find out what do you feel good about? Because every one of us has gifts in themselves. What do you
Sure.
have?
Well, so the things that I enjoy, I love to play my bass. I love to garden. I love to cook. I love kind of studying and just philosophizing, really. Just like kind of exploring myself. Learning stoicism. That's not necessarily going to pay the bills.
You very well can. I mean, you could be if you once you figure that out, then you'll find out once you do that, ask yourself, how can I use that? How can I use that to serve others? You got to be, I believe, very strongly, Josh, that we're all in the business. At the end of the day, we're all in the business of serving. Your podcast is serving an audience, isn't it? That's what it's doing, serving. So you could be, if you love gardening, if that's something you enjoy, how could you then share your expertise with others that may want to get indulge in that or may want to get in that but don't know how to do it? I mean, we have role models out there. That's where you go and you look for someone who's done what you want to do, and then model after them, get coached by them, have them show you the way. Someone who's walked the path before you, right? And knows what to do, and then follow them. That's what we do. That's what coaching is about. That's where transformation comes in. Again, but first of all, you gotta start with what do you want? What makes you happy? What do you think? What's your gift? What's your gift to the world? How do you want to serve? What makes you happy? Because once you have, I believe, and I'm sure you're going to agree with me on this, Josh, is that when you find what makes you tick, what your passion is,
oh yeah,
it's not work anymore.
Yeah, staying, and it's really interesting because I think, you know, a lot of us, I'll speak for myself, yes. You know, it's when you're good at something, it's easy to kind of keep doing that. I'm really good at founder-led sales. That said, it's not my zone of genius. I'm good. I'm very, very good at it. But, you know, I love being the, you know, the evangelist. I love being, you know, out on the stage and creating things and you know, pulling lots of people together and building big and you know, things like that is my zone of genius. And I find that when I do the things that I'm good at, but aren't necessarily my zone of genius, like I can make okay money at it. And I might think, oh, that's my job. But there's something underneath that I'm like, I'm not truly fulfilled in my work. Yes. Especially yes. when, you know, there's some aspects of that job that are just definitely a drag, you know, when my time is not respected, da, 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 da. And I think a lot of us are the same. I would imagine now, I know you work a lot, Paul, in the home care business space. Yes. Do you see kind of what I've talked about in that industry?
Sure, sure. I see it. I mean, you know, again, some of us get into it for different reasons. We get into it. My wife and I got in, we wanted to serve, and we certainly wanted to make a living out of it, right? So we wanted to grow it, our business. You know, we got in there, and surely we began to. I didn't love it. I wanted to serve. It was just a mission that my wife and I felt were called to do, right? So we did that for many years, and eventually we fell in love with it, because service, when you serve, when you give unconditionally, I might add, you know, you get a certain reward too that you get. There's some fulfillment you get. You know, that isn't in dollars, okay? You feel good, you've made a difference in a life, you know? And the owners we work with, when they come to us for coaching, that's what they're looking for. They're looking, hey, listen, first of all, how can I move the trajectory of my business so it's more profitable, you know, have more time for myself and my family, and I can enjoy life? That's what they're looking for. And we show them how to do that. I mean, it comes down to mindset. How you view, what's your view on life? I mean, are you someone who's looking at life from are you coming from a victimhood mindset, or are you looking from from this mindset that you are here to make a difference? You're in charge, okay? Because all of us, I believe we're all co-creators, Josh, here in life, you know? But if you show up as if, you know, well, why me? It's not going to move the needle for you. You know, but if you show up with mindset, hey, how can I do better? I have a part to play here. I'm in control. How can I get more control, more control over what I'm doing? How can I best do it? You know, then it changes in it. So, yes, I mean, we've seen that. And again, there's certain things in my business that in my day job that I love to do. I mean, you know, but the things that aren't strong suits for me, I then, and that's what we tell a lot of folks, you delegate to delegate those responsibilities to other team leaders that can do to free you up to do the things you're best suited for.
Yes.
So that's what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Paul, your website is premierdestiny.com. One thing that I want to have you kind of share what work looks like with you. But while you do that, could you talk specifically about identity shifting? And so when you're working with a client, what is identity shifting?
Well, identity essentially is how you see yourself. Your view on yourself. How do you see yourself? Are you looking at yourself? I mean, you know, and most of us, you know, from what I've learned, don't have a very good identity of ourselves. You know, we look at a lot more about our shortcomings than what we have, because we don't really know the power that's in us. We don't know that. I did not know that. You know, I did not know that. I thought I was capped at a certain, you know, I could do certain things. But when I got a coach, then I knew that he was able to expose to me and share with me that I could be more, so I could do more, so I could have more in my life. So it's a matter of how do you view yourself? And what we do is that what we do in our, with our coaching is that when we meet with our clients, we first have a 30-minute discovery call where we get to find out what they want. You know, what do they want? What do they want in their life? What does fun look like? If it's financial, what does financial look like? What are some financial goals they're looking to achieve? If it's work, what kind of goals are looking at? I mean, they're looking to start a business. What kind of business? Who do you want to serve? How far do you want your reach to be? We sit down and do that discovery card. And based on that, then we then find out if it's a fit for us, because it's got to be a fit. If it's not someone that, if you're not coachable, we're not willing to change certain things, it's not going to happen. Because you've heard this, Josh, that when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Perspective again. You got to be coachable. And then we're going to sit down, Jill and I sit down and figure out what strategy we can set up for you that's going to help you get to where you want to go. We'll do everything in concert with the client, whatever their goals are. Like I said, we work with mostly business owners. You know, we do work with some professionals as well. But at the end of the day, it's what do you want? Are you coachable? Can we help you? Is this a match? Is this, can we work together here? And are you willing to grow? Because again, it's going to take some changes. It's going to take some new habits. Habits that are going to make you better. Because we believe strongly that the greatest is in each and every one of us. We have it in us. But it takes someone to bring it up, just like it did for me. In fact, my coach, when the first time I listened to him, he said that anyone that the reason why a lot of people don't succeed in life because they don't know what they want. Mm-hmm. They're ignorant. They're ignorant of their potential. I think we all are. We all are. I think we're all ignorant of something. And he said that, when I heard that, I said, wait a minute, ignorant. He said, no, ignorance means lack of knowledge. It means you just don't know. There's certain things you don't know. I mean, all of us have a blind spot. And he said, well, what cures ignorance? Knowledge is what he said. And that got mm-hmm. me thinking. I said, wait a minute. You know, he says, yeah, you cure by knowledge. It's like you turn a light on in a dark room. You see it differently, right? And that's what he did for me. So that's what we do. We turn the lights on for the clients that we serve so they can better see and then be able to bring out the greatness that they have in them and may not realize it. That's what we do.
Paul, because you work in the home care space as well,
yes.
Yes. If there's somebody who has thought about working in that space, do you work with people that are already established in that space, or do you also work with people who have thought about doing this? Because it is a huge opportunity. Those boomers are retiring. Those boomers are getting older. Those boomers need some help. And then there's people 100%. Like my grandma. Come hell or high water, she is not going to a retirement home. And she's in her 90s.
I don't blame her. I'm right there with her.
She wants to be in her house. And so we need someone to come by and check on 100%. Her. Make sure everything's taken care of.
100%. Josh, you're absolutely right. And Josh, I would agree with your grandma. She has a lot of wisdom, that lady does. I mean, that's the best place for her. That's her home.
Yeah.
That's where she has control. That's what she's known for years and years, right? That's where she needs to be. And we can certainly serve. Yes, Josh, my wife and I also consult and coach folks who want to start in the industry. We've been at it 23 years, and we're doing north of seven figures, right? So
wonderful.
We're able to share and guide folks in that, if that's something they want to do. But you got to come, it's got to be something you want to do. You love to serve.
Yes.
You go to someone who's about serving, not just about the money, making a difference. I mean, because there's going to be challenges. There's challenges everywhere you go, right? But if you come in with a spirit of service, you want to make a difference, you love to serve, then I would encourage anyone who has that heart to reach out to us at premierdestiny.com, or you can just go to askjohnandpaul.com, www.askjohnandpaul. It's all together. Askjohnandpaul.com. And pose your question in there, put your contact, and we'll reach out to you. Because that's what we do. We're here to serve. We encourage. Again, we serve not just folks who are in the industry already, but folks who may want to get in. Reach out to us. Because as you said, it's a growing industry, and we need folks who want to serve.
Yes.
That's what it comes down to, yes.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you can serve folks like my feisty Finnish from Finland grandma who doesn't put up with anything. She is the queen of spunk and what they call sisu.
Well, we'll serve them all, Josh. We'll serve them all. These are seniors that have given us the life we have. We all enjoy in this country, right? They've made a difference.
Oh, my God. So grateful.
This is their time. Yes. Mm-hmm. This is their time for us to, if we can maybe support them, why not? So again, they can just reach out to us at www.askjohnandpaul. It's all one word, askjohnandpaul.com, and we'll be able to help them out.
Paul Tambundi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you so much. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful leaders. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, if you're looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients, I have had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video that you can watch right now with no opt-in or email required, where I'm going to share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high ticket sales appointments. Make sure to hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes every single day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.